Recently, Orlando Weekly reported about a proposed development for Ivanhoe Village. Chance Gordy, a local developer, has expressed interest in buying multiple warehouse buildings in the neighborhood, and he's hoping to replace them with a mixed-use development featuring green space, restaurants, retail, and apartments. The project will certainly alter the character of the little neighborhood just north of downtown, and residents immediately expressed concern that the businesses at the heart of the thriving economy in the area, mostly creative endeavors, could be displaced. Gordy has been meeting with neighborhood stakeholders to talk about making space within the new development to accommodate the arts and creative enterprises that have made Ivanhoe such a sought-after place to be. However, his renderings for the project are far from what residents had hoped for. 9-story tall buildings that look more like downtown condos than unique Ivanhoe structures. Meanwhile, let's look at how Florida Hospital is handling development right up the street, where it owns several warehouses along Orange Avenue. One of the properties is the building that Theater Downtown has called home for the past 25 years. Though the theater has a long-term lease on the building, the hospital decided to exercise its rights to terminate early. It gave the theater until the beginning of 2015 to finish up its last season, pack up, and move out. The owners, Frank and Fran Hilgenberg, had hoped to negotiate. Perhaps they could get more time or be included in the hospital's plans for the building. Their efforts weren't completely futile. They were given 1 month to extend. But that's it. At the end of January, it's curtains for the space they've invested so much time, money, and effort in.